Calais is burning and it's going to burn because of what the government is doing.
Immigration advocates and aid groups say that local authorities demolishing a massive refugee camp in Calais are brutally evicting migrants camped there, deploying rubber bullets and tear gas. Fire broke out in the makeshift camp known as the Jungle on Monday as clashes erupted between refugees, anti-border activists, and the riot police who came to dismantle the southern part of the camp. Located in the outskirts of the northern coastal city, estimates range from 3,500 to 7,000 refugees had sheltered there, mainly from Syria, Afghanistan, Sudan, and Eritrea, hoping for a chance to sneak onto trucks headed for Britain.
They don't want refugees to come in France, and so they want to frighten them. They chase them from everywhere where they are.
Denis Godard is a 50-year-old activist who organized the demonstration on the Republic Square in Paris to protest the French immigration policy. Rain, wind, and cold weather didn't stop 31-year-old Sudanese national Azem Ali from taking part in the action.
We come in today because we want to all the French people or all the world know what's happened in Cali yesterday and what's happening for us every day. I live in the street, sleep in the street, and the police not left me to sleep in the street also.
While most observers agree living conditions for refugees in Calais jungle are horrible, the situation for refugees recently arrived in Paris is even worse. Hundreds of people sleep in the streets, exposed to bitterly cold temperatures and afraid of police harassment. One migrant recently caught a police officer on tape as he wrote to the group sleeping in the street in the middle of the night.
You have to go! I don't care! You have
I'm
to
not
go!
Fine.
You don't respect this country! You spit on this country!
I'm not finger here.
I don't give a You pack your stuff and you go. If you don't move alone, we make you move. You understand?
As demolition continues in the jungle, some refugees who have not been resettled by state or local authorities are already flowing back to Paris, increasing the number of destitute refugees in the street of the French capital. For FSRN, I'm Khaled Sidmohan in Paris.